And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 9th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top. Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love." Cole Porter, born in Peru, Indiana, 1891. Most of his great songs written within a 10-year period. Between 1928, his first musical, Paris, and a terrible riding accident he suffered in 1937. His horse rolled and crushed his legs. Doctors said that his right leg should be amputated, maybe his left as well, and Cole Porter refused. He preferred to be in pain. And he lived with pain for more than 20 years, continuing to write songs, until 1958, when after 34 operations, he finally agreed to have the leg amputated, an operation from which he never recovered. He told friends, "I'm only half a man now," and never wrote another song. For the musical Kiss Me, Kate, he wrote, "Of all the types of men I've met in our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men." It's the anniversary of the publication of the first true dime novel, 1860, a novel called Malieska, The Indian Wife of the White Hunter by Anne Stevens. It was wrapped in a salmon-colored cover, and it actually did cost 10 cents. Theodore Dreiser tried writing dime novels in the Diamond Dick series. Louisa May Alcott published more than 30 of them under a pseudonym, A.M. Barnard. She liked writing them, thought they were easier to write, novels with Indians and pirates and wolves and bears and damsels in distress in them. Upton Sinclair wrote boys' adventure novels. He would dictate them to a stenographer, about 6,000 or 8,000 words a day. And it's the birthday of the novelist Baroness Berta von Suttner, born in Prague, 1843. She traveled all over Europe, and at the age of 33, she became secretary to the industrialist Alfred Nobel. Berta Suttner was a peace activist, very active in the peace movement in Europe. Alfred Nobel had made his fortune as the inventor of dynamite and later through the development of weapons. And it was her influence on him that convinced Nobel to leave money for the creation of the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's a poem for today by Angela Janda at 5:15. "I was feeling lonely, so I went outside to the wind-swept yard, and beyond that to the wind-tousled outer yard, and found where last night, in the moonlight, we left two sets of boot prints when you stopped on your way through the darkness to bring a lemon bar and a movie. And beside ours, the tracks of the smallest thing with claws which must have followed sometime later. And I chased its tiny prints and our mud-wash indents to the far back gate and through the gate out to where the land is still dirt and brush and bushes and cow pies, my hair pinned to my head, but still blowing, blowing, and finally a hard breath, and I could see through lonely to the wide-open, long, blue lines of sunset, moonlit night, the airplanes trailing one another down to tarmac, all those people landing home." At 5:15, a poem by Angela Janda, from Small Rooms with Gods, published by Finishing Line Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.